God, that's right. Praise God. I'm so blessed. Amen. 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 I'm looking at 2 Corinthians 5 tonight. Appreciate you hearing that good word right there. Thank God. 2 Corinthians 5. Amen. It's in the Bible. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5. I'm going to read a few verses. I'll try to preach a minute here on this thought tonight. It's been on me since I left this morning. And it's one of my favorite verses in the Bible. And I know that the Bible is all of it's inspired of God. But there are certain verses that God's given me in my own heart that I rejoice in. Thank God because I've experienced this. In 2 Corinthians 5, Paul writing to the church at Corinth. He said this in verse number the Bible said in verse number 15, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them. Amen. That's but unto him which died for them and rose again. Verse 16, wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Amen. We don't know men after the flesh. This is not a fleshly kingdom we're in. It's a born again kingdom. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, Paul seen him, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Hey God, he's on the throne this day, and I'm grateful, thank God, that the ascension, amen, of Christ was necessary for him to go back to heaven. Thank God to intercede on our behalf tonight. But the Bible teaches here in the scripture basically what that verse is saying, that it is a spiritual kingdom. That means that we're in a spiritual kingdom. It's not a fleshly kingdom. The life of a child of God don't start till the day he's saved. That's when it starts, really, if you want to look at it the way God says. It there's no past, amen, for anybody according to the flesh. Thank God for the day he got saved, that was washed away. And the way God sees this thing is, if I am, and I am reading tonight from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, therefore, in verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. And that's what the Bible says. Amen. Not was a new creature, is a new creature. Thank God. The Bible said, old things are passed away. And he said, and behold, all things are become new. And so when I read this tonight, I want to know what old things pass away. Amen. Paul said, old things pass away. If we say that brother passed away, then that means he's gone. Amen. And that means they're gone. What old things passed away in my life, amen, when I become a new creature? Well, the old past, the old ways. Amen. The old things. Amen. Listen, I believe Paul was saying them old religious things. Amen. I trusted in, they're passed away. They're not what I trust in anymore. Amen. That's an old life. Amen. My old life passed away. Amen. I was crucified with Christ, and the old life passed away. I'm passed away concerning the fleshly old life, the nature of Adam. Amen. Even though I still have an Adamic nature within me, thank God them old things passed away. Them old, thank God them old way of life passed away. Really, thank God I don't live like I used to. That don't mean I can't sin, but it does mean, thank God, that the Lord, amen, give me a new nature. He gave me a divine life, and life began then. Why do we want to bring up the past of anybody that lived, my friend, thank God, in sin? Everybody did. Amen. Some sin was worse than others, but every sin's a sin. Amen. Lies as much a sin as it is, thank God, stealing. Amen. Listen, friend, there's more consequences for some sin, but all sin's sin. Why don't we look at it like that? Amen. Gossip's a sin tonight. There's all kind of sin. Amen. Jealousy's a sin tonight. Amen. Lust, my friend, after covetousness and things such as that, sin. That's right. Not being content's a sin. And it could go on. I'm telling you tonight, thank God all things are passed away. That meant he cleansed me, thank God, from a past life, that there's no account of sin in my past. It's gone. And when you get saved, everything that you have, thank God you did, it's gone. It's gone for good, too. God don't bring it up. He said, I remember their iniquity.
iniquity no more. Amen. There's a lot of times that I think about my past, but listen, God don't. He don't bring it up. Amen. That's right. The old flesh will bring it up and the devil will bring it up, but God don't bring it up. But he's saying this, all things are passed away. That old life, amen, that I lived as a Pharisee, it's gone. Amen. I don't live that way no more. I'm not religious. Thank God I'm saved. And he said, behold, all things are become new. And so there's some things that become new when you get saved. Amen. I thought about that this evening. And there's some things that become new. First of all, my position became new. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, thank God that's the position I hold now. When I was lost, I was outside Christ. But now I'm in Christ. That's the position. Thank God, as a child of God, you're in Christ. Amen. We're in the body of Christ. Amen. We're one of his tonight. Thank God. That's right. They said to Peter, are you one? He's one of them. Amen. Peter denied it, but he couldn't deny the fact. Amen. That he was a called disciple of Christ. He did deny. He said, I know not the man, but it didn't take away his position. Amen. It brought grief to his heart when he remembered what the Lord had said in him denying Christ. But I'll say this tonight, my position, amen, don't change. There's some things, thank God, that will not change from here to glory. And my friend tonight, I will never have a better position than I have tonight in Christ. Amen. Them he justified, he glorified. God already done the work completely. Amen. In the Lord, I'm saved forever. Amen. I'm saved to the uttermost. Amen. Listen, you are too if you're saved tonight. You're saved forever. Amen. Thank God you're not saved for a little while. You're saved for eternity. And God's already seen the finished product. Thank God that his son brought forth by his own purchase and power. And as the brother said, thank God the potter made the clay what he wanted. And that's the way God works tonight. I want to say this to you tonight. Don't cut yourself short of what God wants to do with your life. Amen. Just listen. All things pass away. Them old dreams and them old things that you thought what life was, thank God they'll pass away. It's not about, my friend, what you can gain in this life. It's what you have in him tonight. And the position I have is in Christ. Amen. The Bible said my life is hid with Christ in God. Amen. Thank God we are his and he is mine. He prayed, thank God, in John 17, but them that thou hast given me, thank God, are in me. Amen. I pray that they what? Be one. As we are one. For the Godhead is one tonight. And the body is one tonight. And we are one in him tonight. And we're new in Christ. And we have a position in him tonight. A position is where you stand tonight. Thank God, it's not based on your goodness. It's not based on your ability. It's not based on what you obtained. It's based on the Holy Ghost. Thank God put you in the body. Thank God had put a new life in you. Amen. You're in Christ tonight. And when you find out who you're in, thank God you can stand there and rejoice tonight. Amen. Thank God for that. If any man be in Christ, he's in Christ. That's where you at tonight if you're saved. That's the position you have. Therefore, if any man, it don't matter whether it's a child that's saved or whether it's an 80-year-old man that's saved. He's in the same Christ as he is. Amen. There's no. Listen, you can't better no position. Amen. Everybody's position is the same. My position is not higher than your position. Thank God. I am in the body as much as anybody else is, but I'm not no higher than anybody. Thank God. The Bible said to consider others better than yourself. If a man thinks he is, then he's thinking wrong because he's thinking highly of his own self tonight. It's a spiritual kingdom. We're born again by the Spirit of God to be in the body of Christ. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he said, for one spirit are we all baptized in the one body. Thank God we're baptized by the Spirit into the body of Christ, and that's where the victory's at. You will not have victory in your flesh. There's no victory in the flesh. Amen. No man after the flesh. Amen. But know him after the Spirit. The only communion I have with you tonight in God is in the Spirit. Amen. Even though we're our spirit creatures, but we bodily creatures. We know one another by what we look like. Amen. That's right, how we sound. But the Holy Ghost hooks up the truth of God that gives us the truth, that puts us in the body, thank God. How can you love somebody you never have seen? Thank God, because my friend tonight, you are, thank God, in the body they're in. That's how it is. Amen. I've met men at camp meeting. I've met people down through the years, thank God, that I never had met, just met them for the first time. And they look at me and say, I felt like I've known you all my life. But the reason they say that is because we know the same God and we're in the same body. The right hand knows the left hand. Amen. That's just the way it is, a body, thank God. You know your body not. Amen. That's right, brethren. Listen, everybody's got a part in the body. You're born again in the body. And listen, God wants to use his body part tonight for the glorifying of God. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, what is he? He's a new creature. That means he's new within. Amen. That means everything's new. He don't have no past. Thank God, when that little girl was born into the world, December 5th, amen, listen, she had no past. Amen. All she had was a birth certificate that said that, thank God, Juliana, hey, thank God, Robinson was born in the world December 5th. Amen. Thank God. Amen. That's a blessing. Amen. Thank God, over a year old now. But the thing that is, she has no past. Amen. Listen, friend, listen. A sinner has no past. Amen. The saved. Thank God, you can bring up everything he did before he was saved. But he has no past. Amen. Listen, he could have been a drunk. Amen. Listen, he could have been a drug addict. Amen. He could have been a thief. Amen. That man on the cross was a thief. Amen. That's right. But I'm telling you, he got mercy. And he got forgiven. And you know what? He died without a past. Amen. That's good, ain't it? I mean, he didn't have nothing in the past against him. When Jesus said, today there should be a man in paradise, he said, praise God, this man's saved. He'll be with me in paradise. Amen. He didn't get to live long for God, but he lived long enough. Amen. To Gideon. Amen. I tell you, brother, listen. That man's as saved as I am. Amen. That man's as saved as you are. Because he don't have no past. And that man, brother, he said, we deserve to die. This man's done nothing amiss. Amen. He said, Lord, remember me. That's all he said. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And he said, what? Today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Thank God, today, friend. And when that man drew his last breath on the cross, thank God, he died saved. Amen. He didn't have no past. He could have come by and said, there's that old thief. And Jesus, thank God, could have said, no, he ain't the old thief. Thank God, he's a child of mine. Amen. He don't have no past tonight, brother. I'm glad, thank God, the woman that they brought committing adultery. Amen. When Jesus said, go and sin no more, she had no past. Amen. They couldn't charge her. Thank God, friend. Listen, I'm telling you, we miss a lot tonight. Thank God, because the devil's got a mind with clouds of doubts and clouds of guilt. And it ain't like that, friend. Amen. Listen, Jesus, thank God, died, friend. The power of the blood takes away sin. Don't be remembered no more. And he don't hold it against us tonight. That's why we can shout the victory. Amen. Thank God for that, brother. I'm telling you, Brother Danny, amen, everything you did, amen, 1995, January, amen, thank God, 26 years ago, amen, he had a past, friend, under then, amen, but he don't have no past, amen, he don't have one, thank God, Wednesday, how old is he, whatever day he got saved on, amen, that's right, he's got eternal life, thank God he's been saved, amen, that's the way it is. A new creature. Thank God I've got new position. I've got a new desire in me. I never had this desire. I never had it before I got saved. I got a desire to know God and to live for God. And there's days I went to God. Amen. I live better for him. But I'm telling you, there's a desire in me tonight. Thank God it drives my soul. Amen. A desire to love him, walk in him, feel him in my soul, read his word, pray to the God of heaven. I believe everybody say, praise, don't you? I believe everybody's saved. Well, thank God, I ain't got a prayer to God, friend. I just believe that. I believe God. Amen. Put it in my heart. I ain't got to go after him. him and love him. It ain't no halfway Christianity. Thank God, I'm telling you tonight, when you become a new creature, you got new desires in your heart. Amen. That's right. I'm going to tell you, if you want to tell somebody saved, and what's your desire? Amen. Desire to sincere miracle of the word that you may grow thereby. That little old girl, thank God. Amen. I was preaching about right there. Daniel and Jeremy's little girl. They didn't. Brother, listen. Amen. She had a desire to drink milk. Amen. That was born in her. You don't have to make people read the word or hear the word. If they say they want to, it's a desire in them. This thing ain't coming to a wood altar and making a profession and getting back up and saying I'm saved. That's a curse. People believe in such a damnable heresy. Listen, friend, salvation not in a prayer anyway. Salvation's in a person, friend. Salvation's in knowing Christ. Salvation's in revelation. I'm not saying it's wrong to pray. Pray as much as you can. But brethren, listen, it's not because you prayed that saved you. Thank God you prayed because he brought that truth into your heart and opened your eyes. Amen. Prayer comes after you're saved. Amen. Listen, I know the man said, God be merciful, a sinner. I understand that. That was a cry. Amen. Of his that was a sinner. Amen. Said, have mercy on me. But brethren, listen, thank God there's been people got saved. Amen. Sitting by the riverside, God opened Lydia's heart. Amen. And the Holy Ghost put the truth in it. Thank God. The jailer said, what must I do to be saved? And he said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. There's all through the Bible. There's statements in that Bible. Thank God it says the saving faith of God comes through hearing the word and seeing him. And even John 3:16, the great verse of the Bible that most people boast in, is a statement to a religious man that said that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever what believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. Everlasting life comes through the Son. And he's telling Nicodemus, thank God, by believing in Christ you have this. Amen. It's a statement. It ain't no invitation. People say just believe the verse. That ain't salvation. I'm going to say this tonight, and listen to me. We made an idol out of the Bible. Oh, I believe the Bible. You better believe what the message is. It ain't just believing this is the Bible. I believe it's the Bible, the books of the Bible, 66 books. But we believe what it says. Amen. I thought about that this morning, said it this morning. Just because somebody carries the Bible don't mean believe the Bible. That'd be like my wife writing a letter to me, and somebody said, here's a letter from your wife. And when they handed it to me, said, you believe it? I said, well, I don't know, I ain't read it yet. A lot of people say they believe the Bible, I ain't never read it. Amen. That don't mean nothing to me if I ain't read it. The Bible's words of God to humanity. And the only way you know it's through the Spirit making it known to you. That's the way you know it. You don't know it no other way. There's no other way. How in the world? I mean, listen, friend. Thank God. The Lord showed me this. I'm glad I know creation tonight. I know God's the creator. I know, thank God, when I see the creation. I know when I see a little old child. Amen. When I see the fearful and wonderfully made of a body that God made and took a child. Amen. I mean, can you imagine no greater camera in life besides these eyes? How that everything God did, I wish I could preach on the body better, but everything God did, I mean, it put everything in place. Give you five fingers, gave you two eyes, two ears. I mean, God done that, friend. How in the world can anybody deny the very existence of God while you hold that little baby in your arms and 9 months after a seed's planted in the mother's womb and here comes a baby out. Thank God that God created by his own miraculous way. Amen to God. How could you deny who he is? Unbelievable. Anybody wouldn't believe that's God. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, friend, and the creation of God. That's proof tonight. But I'm going to tell you a greater proof tonight. Hey. Thank God he lives in me. That's the proof tonight. It's the Holy Ghost tonight. It's who lives in me tonight. It's the witness tonight. It's God. God tonight, amen. That's right. That's the only force you have that can ever back up what you say. Son, Nate, on the day of Pentecost when that Holy Ghost came, Brother Todd, the force of that message them preached on that day of Pentecost was that Holy Ghost tagging their heart with it. It wasn't just words. It was the power of God on them words. Amen. Thank God. Amen. The God, I mean the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Ghost is the way, friend, that God reveals His truth. He made me a new creature. Amen. He put new life in me. Amen. I got life in a dying body. You got life in a dying body. And God, when, amen, Brother Robert, amen, up at that hospital that afternoon, I went up to see him. Amen. And I went in that room and he had that mask on. Amen. About down to his, and got his mouth. And he said, Brother, amen, we talked. He gripped my hand like he always did. Amen. And we talked there. And his body was dying. His body was dying, friend. Your body's dying. Amen. We're because of sin. It's decaying. He is 95 years old. You know that. Amen. I left that hospital, Miss Pat. Y'all stayed up there and was time with him. Amen. But listen, brethren, listen. I gripped his hand. He kept wanting us to help him out. We couldn't do it. Amen. But we prayed together and I felt the Holy Ghost. A man got witnessing and praying. Amen. I pray and he'd say, yes, Lord. And I'd pray and he'd say, yes, Lord. He'd say, amen. While the man's laying there about to die. Amen. That Holy Ghost in him. Boys, I'm going to tell you, ain't going to take no credit tonight. It's all God. And the Holy Ghost in you is what does the work. That's what made you a new creature. That's what turned your life around. It was God in you, friend. Amen. You just didn't wake up one morning and decide, Brother Todd, I'm going to live for God. It was a day, thank God, he came where you was at. And he dealt with your heart in sin. Amen. About sin. And brethren, we couldn't get out of sin. Amen. I can only say this. This first man, he breathed his gospel of breath of life. Man became a living soul. And that Holy Ghost breath through the word preached to your heart. Amen, Miss Jennifer. Thank God brought you to pray. Amen. But when you come to pray, thank God he breathed in you his life. Amen. He gave you his life through his son. He made you a new creature. Amen. You don't have to have people, amen, come to you and say, please live for God. It's something God does in you. But Brother Robert laid on that bed. Amen. We got there and I told my wife, I said, I think he'll live a little while. Amen. I sure hope he does. And we were sitting at the CVS. Amen. And Miss Pat called and said they want us back up there. He ain't going to make it, Miss Linda. And y'all went back up. He's already gone. His body, my friend, he lived in a body of death. Amen. But his body died. Thank God his body died. His soul didn't die. It was saved. His spirit, thank God, was quickened and made alive and was a new creature. Amen. And he was as new on the inside. Amen. The day he got saved. Amen. His body wasn't, but his soul and his spirit, thank God, was saved and quickened. Amen. His new, thank God, today is the day he got saved. Amen. I'm telling you, he put a new desire in me. I can't get away from it. I'll tell you, some days I live, my friend, that's a bad Adam. Amen. I mean, just had damaged things. But I'm glad, thank God, within me, there's a Holy Ghost. Amen. That gets me back up and gives me, thank God, that truth of God and helps me along the way. Amen. The God, it's a new creature. I'm telling you, God makes men new creatures. Amen. That's right. He said, so as everyone's born of spirit. I wouldn't listen. This young man here blessed to be saved by the grace of God. He's got as much God in him as I do. He'll be saved. That's right. Amen. He ain't got no less God. Here's the thing. I've heard preachers say this. I don't know about it. I thought about it. That's probably right. It ain't you getting more God, it's God getting more you. That's what I've heard them say. Amen. God's got your attention, your affection. And I said this yesterday thinking on this thing of the culture of that day when Jesus called them disciples and said, come follow me. That they left their work. They left the boat and followed Jesus Christ. Matthew said it to receive a custom and left that receipt of custom and followed Christ. Amen. And all them disciples that followed Christ, they walked with him. They went where he went. And they lived with him for 3 years. Basically, amen. I know Peter had a house, he had a mother-in-law, and he had a wife, amen. And I know Jesus went to the house. I know Jesus went to Lazarus and Mary and Martha's house. And I believe there's always, thank God, his men nearby if they wasn't right on top of him. I won't say this tonight. There was more than 12 people that followed Jesus. I mean, there's more than that. Mary Magdalene followed him. I'm telling you, she was a good disciple. Amen. I mean, she followed the Lord. And there was many more multitudes followed him. How could he feed 5,000 women and children had they not followed him or been around where he is at? Amen. Even though some of them followed him for the wrong motive, they still was around him. Amen. How did they know, thank God, that crowd pushing him, going to Jairus' house, when that woman stretched through and touched the hem of his garment and was made whole? How did they know, Brother Danny? All that crowd, he said, all these people strong in me, they followed him. Amen. And listen, friend, thank God he had certain men that followed him. And somebody said, thank God, how can we follow him like that? I said, well, it's a different culture and a different day, but we got to follow him within and without. Thank God, no matter what we're doing, that's what God wants. And I'm being honest as I can tonight. I asked the preacher yesterday, I said, well, how can you do it when you feel like you're up and down, when you feel like you're on a roller coaster in a spiritual life? And he said, I don't know, you'd ask somebody else that. But the fact of it is, we do have, thank God, problems. We do have difficulties. We do have days that we don't know where we're at with God as far as in following him. And I'm telling you this tonight. Are you hearing me? I found the truth out in this thing. It ain't me, it's him. Amen. I surely can't uphold what I need to uphold, but he ain't never missed a beat. He's always done his will in my life. He's always accomplished what he wanted. And when I'm through, I'm going out of here, friend. But I'm telling you, I'll leave a new creature. I'll leave a new man. And I'm telling you, Paul said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Amen. And that's the way it is in your heart tonight. You a new creature. You ain't the same man you used to be. Thank God I didn't have to put a shirt on and say I'm different now. Amen. They come to me and say, what happened to you? Amen. Several men at work with me said, what happened to you? You don't act like you used to. Amen. And brother, I'm telling you, isn't it amazing what grace does for an individual that really gets saved? Amen. Don't mean he's going to be perfect, but it does mean, thank God, he's got a different life and he's got a different look. Amen. He's a saved man now. Thank God he ain't a lost man. And that desire, my song changed. Amen. I mean, I'm not just talking about music. I'm talking about he put a song in my heart. Amen. Listen, friend, I'm talking about victory in Jesus. And they got to singing that. That's the happiest I've been. I got in a congregation, praise God, and they said, amen, that church. And they said, we're going to sing congregation. That's after I got saved. Amen. They said, we're going to sing 120. Amen. I turned there and said, victory in Jesus. And they started to sing, and I heard an old, old story. How a Savior came from going. I felt it. My heart went to my feet. Amen. Buddy, it got stirring in my soul. I felt like I was singing louder than anybody else. It never has bothered me. Amen. Thank God. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. It don't matter where I'm at. Amen. I was at the gas pump the other day. Amen. Started singing, leaning on the everlasting arm. It wouldn't have mattered who was there. Amen. I'm just telling you, there's a song in a man's heart. If he ever gets saved, amen, he'll go down, thank God. It just happens like that. I mean, God said he put a new song in my mouth. Even praise unto our God, and many shall see it in fear and trust in the Lord. And I'm telling you, and not only hear it, they'll see it in your life. Amen. According to whether you want this life or not. According to whether you want it. That's right. God give it to me. He didn't say, it's up to me, but there are some things up to me. And I need the help of God. But I'm going to tell you, whatever time, and you got to get this. Every time God looks at us, he says, that's a new creature. In my worst moments, and I feel cloudy inside, if God looked down and said, that's a new creature. And the devil said, look at him, God, he sinned. And God said, he's a new creature. I don't charge him. The charge's been lifted. He's a new creature. And I'm going to tell you this tonight, friend. Buddy, if you ever get a hold of that, it'll help you. I mean, Brother Robert, it'll help you. It don't help. Listen, people think when you preach that way that they think you're liberating people to do what they want to. You didn't liberate people to do what they want to. God changed you want to. Now, your flesh still wants to. What's your flesh? the natural man, the Adamic nature. What did that fellow tell me the other day? I don't remember who it was. I'm trying to think who it was, a preacher or somebody. He just shot up and said, somebody had done him a wrong way. He upset him, you know. He said, I'll tell you one thing. He said, boy, if I wasn't a Christian, I'd want to whoop him. You ever felt like that, hadn't you? That's that Adamic nature. Amen. That's what it is. That's going to wrestle with you, son. You ain't saved from it yet. There are some things you ain't saved from. You ain't saved from the body of sin. Yeah, you still got it. You ain't saved from Adamic nature. You still got it. But God don't see you like that. God says he's perfect. I took care of that. I made him perfect and I'm making him perfect. In fact, he's perfect in my sight, but in time, he'll be made perfect. Ain't that right? I mean, you can't get away from that. It ain't based on me. It's based on Christ, in Christ, in Christ. How many times does the in Christ say in the epistles that Paul wrote? He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, all that, he said, I'm in Christ. I mean, that was the message of the New Testament. But more than that, the New Testament message was not only I'm in Christ, Christ is in me.
Right.
And this is what he's saying. Listen to me. He's saying, he wrote to them epistles, he wrote to them churches. He said, I had to read this. I say, my goodness. Over there in Ephesians, he said, let it not be once named among you to become a saint. He said, foolish talking. Destin. I found this to be true. I like to laugh as much as anybody, but you can't be a jester and be an effective preacher. And we can get along and laugh. But if all I am is a jokester and pulpit ain't a joke place. But there's things in this Bible that he writ for our instruction. That's how we to behave. Our conversation. Amen. Fornication's one of them. There's a lot of things written there. I mean, right there in the book of God, he said, as dear children, walk in the love of God. Walk in the truth. He's given us instruction from the scripture. This is not positional. This is practical. My practice don't take away my position. But my position betters my practice. That means that if I'm in Christ, that means that I'm going to walk like him. I want to walk like he does. I want him to be my example, and I want to live like he did. That's the way it is. It don't take away, Brother Jonathan. You could, amen. I mean, thank God you could get hot tomorrow, amen, blow a stack, amen, and get aggravated. And what you're going to do is, amen, you're going to feel bad about it. That's the Holy Ghost. Thank God that causing his grief in us when we get angry and I say things we ought not say and do things we ought not do. That's the Holy Ghost. He grieves. He's grieved over that. But it don't take away where you at in him. It hinders your fellowship. It don't take away your sonship. That's why I understand the fact of the Bible. Amen. That what Christ did, he made you a new creature. Put a new desire. Put a new song in your mouth. Amen. Brother, listen. Thank God. Listen, friend. All songs, all they do is stir up emotion. That's right. And bring a memory. I was a music addict, friend. I mean, 70s music. I mean, I was an addict. I hear it now. Brother Danny was too. I mean, he might have had a different twist about it. Amen. That's just the way it is. All lyrics in a song ain't wrong. It's the spirit that's behind it a lot of times. See, this is what it does for me, if you'll let me be honest with you, okay? When I listen to that, if I listen to a 70s love song, that me and my wife listened to when we was dating, it brings back a good memory. But it don't stop there. You see what I'm saying? There's another song hooked to that one. And then there's another song hooked with that one. And then there's another song hooked with that one. And before you know it, when you get in your car, that's all you're going to listen to. And before you know it, when you listen to that, amen, it's just a fleshly mind. That's what it is. Amen. Listen, friend, I got to the gas station one day, and there's songs that I mean that it's just as real to me as I'm preaching tonight as it was when I listened to them. Well, I tell you, that's some reason I got the mind. I can go back, and I can pick that thing up in my mind. Listen, I was standing outside the car putting gas in my car one day, amen, and this song come on, and I look, and I liked the song at one time. Amen. It was a big song. And I looked at my wife. I'm telling you what happened. I looked at my wife. Amen. She was sitting in the side. I was pumping that gas and I was listening to it, you know. And I turned around and done like this. And she went. Amen. That's right. You say, is it a sin? Listen to what I'm telling you. It is if it gets your heart away from God. I know people would fight with that and cuss with that and all the things what you do, but the thing about it is what you do with it and how far you're going to go with that. And I ain't never know any man, woman, not many, that could go and do things like that and it not affect them. Nobody. I don't know nobody. And I'm included. Our heart's deceitful. It is. My heart's deceitful. Say, well, man, you know, what's that going to hurt, you know? I mean, praise God. One night I was looking at the computer and run across Elvis Presley. I never was a Presley fan. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. I put it on and listen to it. Chasing the dog, hound dog, you ain't never caught a rabbit. You know, and I did, I listened to it. And I thought, boy, that would help me a bit. Amen. Now, but it might have meant something to somebody else, but it didn't help me none. What I'm saying is, that's just the flesh. And see, here's the thing, brother. If you don't learn to discern them things, what it'll do is, and I find that thing, man, it's just like anything in life you do. Amen. It can carry you. You know what I'm saying? Amen, brother Danny. We 61. You 62. I'll be 62. We got things that can carry us. There's things you can carry and carry you. You can't get the old Adam back involved in it because all it's going to do is going to affect you. Amen. That's right. Praise God. But here's the thing with me. Can I tell you this? And I mean, I'm finished tonight. I have a battle in myself because I like. I mean, just be honest with you. I like to feel something. Amen. When I preach, I want to feel I'm preaching. When I listen to it, I want to feel it. Amen. When I'm praying, I want to feel something. I live too much like that. Amen. I mean, I just live too much like that. And what happens a lot of times is in the Christian life, we forget our position and we want to get the feeling in practice. And brethren, what happens is a lot of times we'll get in the flesh in it. And that's just the way it is. Amen. Listen, I ain't trying to crank her up, but I am trying to crank her up. I don't want dead services. I don't like dead preaching. I don't like dead singing. I don't like dead time. Amen. I just don't like it. It's the Holy Ghost that does any of it. If we have any God around here, and that's because we're new creatures, and we have a God we know, and we serve Christ. But the passion in a man, I mean, something that drives a man. Everybody's got that button in them. I don't care what you say tonight. Some have more than others. That you got a button in you tonight. You got a button in you. Thank God that when that Holy Ghost comes by on something that you read out of Psalm 34 sitting in your study, all of a sudden you feel the Holy Ghost and you start weeping and you start crying and you start giving praise to God. Amen. Brother, listen. I can hug my wife sometime and thank God and weep over her and give God thanks for the love that she's been to my life. And it's just a real thing. And I say glory be to God for it. But at the other time when it's low, amen, you ain't getting that feeling. What happens is you sometimes try to produce passions and there ain't there, friend. And the devil will use it against you. And their other button can be pushed. And the thing of it is, and I listen what I'm telling you, if you ever get to the place in life that you can live for God by your position and you see who you are in Christ and live off that, praise God, and be like this. I'm telling you, height, I know him. He's here and there. He's here and there. Under God, I wish I wasn't like it. I've been like it all my life. Amen. Through everything. I mean, brother, I want to stay on top of things, even in the natural life. But listen, ain't God, I know I can get fired up here and go sit in the couch. Amen. And say, God, have mercy. I mean, it's gone. It ain't what it was. I mean, I don't feel it like I did here. And all of a sudden, I'm thinking, unto God, I didn't tell him nothing to help him. And before you know it, I'm down here. And the next day, I get up and I feel the Holy Ghost. And I'm up here. And the next day, I'm down here. I would to God I was just straight across and a constant. But my position is, amen, my position is, I ain't no less saved in my worst moment than I am my best moment. Amen. And that's the whole thing tonight. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Amen. I still got them new desires. I still got them, brother. Amen. I still want to hear the word of God. I still want to be around where he's at. Amen. I still want to. I mean, I just like love better than hate. I mean, I really do. I'd rather have a, amen. That's really what they had. They had a love feast. Amen. Amen. But thank God. Hallelujah to God. Listen. Amen. There's genetics in you. You like your daddy and you like your mama. I said, you got, thank God, son. I told him this morning he had the Robinson handle. When I said, hey, I said something, he said, oh yeah. And I said, buddy, you got around. Amen. That's just the way they are. Oh yeah. Amen. And buddy, I'm telling you, I want you to be who you are. I mean, I tell you, thank God, be who you are. Amen. Be who you are in God. Let him get glory out of your life. Amen. If God ever sets you on fire, son, amen, you get born again, know your God. Amen. And put a fire in your soul for God. Amen. I jump up and down with you. Amen. I tell you, I like it. Amen to God. What God's done for people, I bless his name. Ain't God made them a new creature? Amen. I'm telling you, brethren, if they ever made new, they'll stay new. I'll tell you that. Thank God for it. Amen. Thank you for hearing me. That's standing up. Appreciate you. Amen. I didn't preach Wednesday night. I feel like I've out-preached myself some today. Amen. See what time it is.